Now, to the man at the center of this controversy, retired career diplomat Joseph Wilson. Ambassador Wilson, this summer you mentioned Karl Rove in connection with leaking the fact that your wife works for the CIA. According to the White House spokesman, Karl Rove flatly denies it. Do you accept that denial?
Actually, in the context of the speech in which I mentioned Mr. Rove's name, it was in the context of supporting the investigation that I thought would probably take place on this. I don't know for a fact that Karl Rove either leaked the information or authorized it. I do have credible sources who have indicated to me that Karl Rove, at a minimum, condoned it and certainly did nothing to stop the leak for the first 8 days that it was going around.
Revealing the name of a CIA agent who operates undercover is a crime. And I think that's understood by a lot of people. But I wonder if you could explain to people who don't entirely understand this how you would have construed it as retaliation against you for writing critically of the evidence being offered against Iraq for trying to acquire uranium to disclose your wife's identity.
Well, I've always thought that this was designed much more to intimidate others and discourage them from coming forward than it anything to do with me. I had, after all, told my story. It was reprehensible that they would bring my wife into this, and she had nothing to do with it whatsoever. The Intelligence Officers Identification Act is designed to protect American CIA operatives as well as their operations and their networks and their relationships, and to keep people from getting killed by these sorts of leaks.
In addition to the threat that you felt was done to American security by the disclosure of your wife's work, has it altered her work at all? I mean, is her career seriously changed at the CIA because she's been identified publicly?
Well, what I will say about my wife is that she is a mother of two wonderful kids. She is the light of my life, and she is active in any number of activities around Washington, including some foundations dedicated to family health and postpartum depression issues. With respect to her professional life, she continues to excel in everything she does.
Are you aware of anybody else, either in or around the administration, who might have either spoken or written critically of the administration, but in the past couple of months has been deterred from doing so because of what you saw as the intimidation, the example of what happened to you and your wife?
Well, I can't give you any specific names, but if you recall, before my article appeared, there were any number of people from the analytical community who had spoken privately to reporters about the pressure that they felt when the vice president, his chief of staff, and Mr. Gingrich went out to the CIA for briefings. Now, as a result of that, a number of senators called for hearings and urged that these people step forward and speak, Senator John Warner being prominent amongst them. Since that my article appeared, and particularly since Mr. Novak's article has appeared, that sort of information appears to have dried up.
At today's White House briefing, there was much discussion as to in what part of the administration one might or ought to look for whoever gave Novak his information. Novak spoke of two administration officials. I'm just curious, what is your sense within the administration, beyond the CIA itself? Would there have been dozens or hundreds of people who were aware of you and your wife and who did what? Is it a small circle of a couple of dozen people who would be in the know, or how many?
There would have been a very small circle, and I can assure you that most people who knew me from when I was working at the White House in the Clinton administration have called and expressed their surprise at what these assertions about my wife, because they didn't know.
I mean, colleagues from the National Security Council of yours were unaware that of what
Absolutely.
Your wife did?
These are not the sort of things that one talks about in polite conversation. So it is really very, very few. The chain of command from the CIA is directly to the White House. There would not be any sort of collateral exchanges to speak of.
And when I hear you say a few, I'm imagining in my mind you're thinking of a dozen people or so. Are we in the same universe, or is it?
That's probably the same universe.
Well, Ambassador Wilson, good to talk with you once again, and thank you very much for all your time.
My pleasure.